Anti-Semitism is once again on the rise, and that should deeply concern us. Hatred towards Israel and the Jewish people is being expressed openly and without shame. How are we as Christians to respond? And does it really matter? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series developed by Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel and why it matters for followers of Jesus today. Today we will be hearing from Victoria James, National Development Director with Bridges for Peace. So without further ado, here's Victoria.
Hello friends, Victoria James here on Israel Matters. I'm the National Development Director of Bridges for Peace in Canada. Chosenness is problematic for many today. Even in the church, we like everyone to feel equal. In many schools, no one wins or is acknowledged for special effort or skill, just participation awards or pass-fail, so no one feels left out. In fact, I don't think fail is an option anymore in many places. Well, that doesn't work in the real world. Job applicants must demonstrate qualities that make them suitable for a specific role. Choosing one person over another is not a value judgment on their worth as a human being, only a reflection of their suitability for a task. Those in charge choose the strongest candidate to benefit their workplace. Doesn't the God of all creation get to choose a people for a specific purpose? In Deuteronomy 7, verses 6 to 7, he chose, but not on the usual brightest and best basis. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you from all the peoples on the face of the earth to be a people specially his own. It was not because you were more numerous than the peoples that the Lord set his heart on you and chose you, for you are really the smallest of all peoples. God's call to Abraham and his descendants was for a specific purpose. It is found in Genesis 12:3, in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. It wasn't that they would get all the good stuff, leaving others with less. It was the onerous responsibility of receiving God's commandments and spreading the knowledge of the Lord to the world. Deuteronomy 7, verse 8 says, it was because the Lord loved you and because of his fidelity to the oath he had sworn to your ancestors that the Lord brought you out with a strong hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. God wanted to use the least so he could demonstrate mighty acts that could only be attributed to him. That seems to be a kingdom theme. 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things that are mighty. Nowhere is this more evident than in Philippians 2, verses 6 to 8. Jesus empties himself and takes the form of a servant, humbling himself in obedience even to death on a cross. And God made the greatest demonstration of his power by raising Jesus from the grave. God chose Abraham's family and it has cost them dearly. No other people have been the target of persecution and violence for 3,000 years, regardless of whether they are in the land or out of it. Being chosen has meant a history of hurt, and more by the people who call themselves Christians than any others. The illogical and unrelenting accusations and lies, tropes and myths confound the rational mind. Distortions and willful blindness to the facts and data-driven accounts is incomprehensible. There is only one explanation. The covenant God made with Abraham's seed is the means by which Satan's reign on earth will end. Many Christians do not see the Abrahamic covenant as important, other than Jesus was born a Jew and defeated sin and death on a cross. That is like watching a hockey game that ends with a tie and all that matters is a shootout. What was the point of those three periods of blood, sweat, and tears? Well, I'll address that next week. Visit bridgesforpeace.com for news and updates or to donate.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters. As we've heard today from Victoria James, God's choosing of Israel still matters for Christians, and it invites us to reflect on his faithfulness, both to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters for Christians today.